This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. There was a major development at the State House earlier this week, and it has nothing to do with politics. After 80 years, the statue on top of the Golden Dome, Ceres, the Roman goddess of agriculture, was taken down by a huge crane because the 14-foot wooden statue was rotting out. The replacement of Ceres is part of a $2 million renovation of the Golden Dome, and here to talk to us about this project is David Sheets, who is Vermont's state curator. David, great to have you here.
Great to be here, Bob. Thank you.
You know, it was quite a sight at the State House. You and I were standing on the hillside looking up at the Golden Dome when Governor Phil Scott suddenly appeared on the scene and asked you this question.
Everything on schedule?
Great. I think so, although I had a belief that it was going to happen a little while ago, and now they're having a little trouble with the bolts.
I think it does highlight how bad the dome actually is at this point.
Yeah.
I mean,
if
nothing else, it does emphasize the need to move forward on
very
that.
Very much in need of repainting and regilding, and happily we're going to provide that this year.
She's moving.
All right. Okay.
She's up.
This is it.
What they didn't tell you?
This is liftoff.
And then the crane lifted Ceres across the State House and gently brought her down in a nearby parking lot. What were your thoughts as you watched all this unfold?
It was an incredibly emotional moment. Just seeing her lift, even with that amount of space between the statue and the dome, and then to be craned over to the parking area, I was like frozen as I watched this, and I was definitely trembling. I then ran up to the parking area, and happily, because I'm in a position to be able to go past the barriers, went straight for her underside, and that's when we discovered that she was absolutely sopping wet. She is virtually waterlogged, and that's of some concern to us right now as we plan her conservation before she goes, hopefully sometime soon, to display indoors to preserve what's left of the statue. Like her predecessor, a wooden statue on top of a wooden dome. A lot of people don't even recognize it's a wooden dome. And in fact, when it was first created, they painted it with sand paint to imitate the look of the granite below. And then they covered the copper with red paint to make it look like red tile throughout the 19th century, gilding it after 1906. So it's a dome that has had faux finishes to try to deceive us into believing it's a more substantial structure. But in fact, it's just a wood-framed post and beam structure like so many barns in Vermont sitting on top of the granite State House. And the wooden statue, you know, not a lot of people would recommend wood as the right material for something like that. But we've managed to get 80 years out of each of the two that have been up there. And we're fairly confident that we can get a better record for number three just by looking at the species of the wood and trying to use some of the modern technology that we have now to ensure that woods like that can resist weather more successfully.
When you walk by the State House now, does it strike you that there's an emptiness up there?
Oh, yes. Oh gosh, yes. I cringe. I absolutely cringe. I was driving into Montpelier earlier today and saw for the first time the view that you get as you're, you know, approaching the credit union and you just see the dome above. And oh my God. It's a little painful. What I've noticed on Facebook and other places in comments that have been coming to me in fairly large numbers, I'm not the only one. And I love the fact that this event was a bigger thing, frankly, than I ever anticipated. I think none of us knew that this would make such a huge difference to so many people. People want a statue up there pretty soon, and I've been trying to temper them by suggesting that, well, right now there's no statue up there, but in another month or two, the dome itself is going to be subsumed by scaffolding and completely covered for the rest pretty much of 2018.
So how much work does the dome need?
Quite a bit. This is a wooden structure that's been sitting up there, and we've done a fair amount of work in past years on the drum. The drum is the lower section where the windows are, and we've done quite a bit of work there simply because it's just a wooden surface covered with sand paint, as I mentioned earlier. And then a lot of that original sand paint was still on the dome until about 2000. In early 2003, I believe, we did a major project on the drum and on the statue. We scaffolded her and actually took out some rot at that point and tried to patch her together and cover her with something that we thought would protect her more purposefully. Now we're not so sure that was a great idea. We're kind of questioning some of the things we did. That's part of the procedure of trying to figure out now what to do with her and how to preserve a waterlogged wooden statue. So we're drying her extremely carefully and extremely slowly. So it may be many months before she's actually ready to be put on display at the museum. And in the meantime, the dome, the leaks, it has one of the oldest roofs in Vermont. The copper that is still on that dome from 1859 is still there. Only the lower course has ever been replaced. So here and there, we've always had leaks through the roof. Of course, nobody wants those. So after we remove all the gilding and get the substrate down to the just the copper, before applying anything to that dome, we're going to be fixing all those leaks. And then we will begin to build the layers that one has to do as you prepare a copper dome to receive its next layer of gold leaf. 23.75 carat gold, which is as pure as gold can be in a solid form, and applied after several layers of clay bowl and sizing is applied first. Back when they first did this in 1906, you know, they would put ladders up from the roof. You know, these workers were endangering their lives big time. And they were expected to put the gold leaf on very quickly. Even in 1976, which was the last time it was regilded, bosun's chairs allowed the workers to scale down from the top and apply the gold leaf. So this year is the first time we have ever completely scaffolded it.
David Sheets is Vermont State Curator. David, many thanks for coming by and telling us about this project today.
Thank you, Bob, as always.